Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Today, our third and final report on the top three finalists in Farm Bureau's Outstanding Young Farm Family Contest. Ryan and Misty Bivens began farming as a family in 2002, moving to an area of LaRue County where neither had roots or land to begin their operation. Through a variety of partnerships and some hard work, Ryan says that's changed significantly.
Currently, we farm a little less than 6,000 acres of corn, soybeans, wheat, hay, pasture, as well as have a percentage of commercial beef cattle herd in partnership with Misty's parents. Day to day, we continue to grow. It's been a long 10 years, it seems like, but at the same time, it's been a short 10 years, but we virtually have increased tenfold over the last 10 years, and especially on our grain side.
He says they work hard, and while farming is a lifestyle, for them, it's a business too.
There's nothing special about us, but at the same time, we're a young couple that has virtually started out from scratch in a new area, and we have built what we consider to be a very impressive small business.
Both Misty and Ryan have been very active in Farm Bureau at the local and state levels. He says a beneficial fit.
They need leadership from farmers such as ourselves, but we need them just as much. We need them to be there to speak up for us, whether it be at a town hall meeting or to be in Washington or Frankfort. They are as much of a help to us as we are to them.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby, only one Mammoth Cave, only one birthplace of bluegrass music, and only one Kentucky, a place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit, a place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable, a place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
Both Ryan and Misty Bivens are active in the LaRue County Farm Bureau, Misty currently serving as president. Ryan says Misty is a local VOAG teacher, and though having an off-farm job, she's very involved with their farming venture. He says it's definitely a cooperative effort.
I think if I have succeeded in anything in life, Mike, it's definitely been picking the right partner. Me and Misty work so well together as a team. Even though she may not be here day-to-day, any kind of capital investments that we make or major decisions that go on in the farming operation, she's definitely a part of.
Contest emphasis focuses on strong farm management skills, most consistent financial growth, and level of involvement in both Farm Bureau and the community.
We've long watched the contest, and it's quite the honor to be put amongst some of Kentucky's finest young farmers and selected the finalists for this contest.
The winner to be named next Friday at the Farm Group's annual meeting in Louisville. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.